views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Artie. How are you?
Yeah, doing good, Sky.
Welcome.
Welcome back, everybody, to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers. And I did something very special today because our topic, you know, is about, you know, success and about happiness. And so I took it upon myself to go the extra mile because I believe that I and we are going to be very, very successful.
Yes.
I went to Ray Katina's car dealership, and Ray Katina is a dealership in New Jersey that deals with only high-end cars. And so I went to his dealership, and I sat in his Lamborghinis, his Ferraris,
I love it,
and Maseratis. And I got to tell you, it felt really good, and I just wanted to have the taste of success.
I wanted to feel a success. I did that with a Mercedes.
Uh-huh.
And 2 years after I did that, I had three of them, brand new from the showroom.
Really?
I'm not even joking.
Wow.
Yes. And it was like, oh, I can't believe I'm really here doing this.
Yeah.
And, you know, we bought three at one time. We bought the big one, which was the black one. Then we bought the little white one. And we bought the silver one all at one time.
Wow. What about the other days of the week?
Well, we bought one for my kids, my two daughters, because they went.
You bought your daughters a Mercedes?
Brand spanking new.
You bought your daughters Mercedes?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Because their father knew they were terrible drivers, and he wanted a very safe car for them because he was petrified.
A terrible driver, so I'm going to buy you a brand new Mercedes. Oh, my God.
I'm glad I did it because my daughter Lisa, she was going down the road, and she jumped the stop sign and she got T-boned and she had all the kids in the car with her and the car did not even crunch. I mean, the fender was bent to the outside metal, but the cage protected them like nobody's business. Nobody was hurt. And it was
wow.
A serious accident.
Wow.
Yeah. So I did that too. One time I went to the dealership, I sat in the Mercedes and 2 years afterwards, I had three of them.
Wow.
And they were lovely.
See, my attitude is you go to a junkyard, you buy a large Cadillac, a large car, and buy a good used car. And my daughter just got in a couple of accidents. And I just said, and so she, you know, she said to me, you know, she lives with her mom. So she said to me, Dad, she goes, Mom said the only way I'm going to get a car is if you buy it. I said, all right, we'll go to a junkyard, we'll buy a good used car. Because I actually bought like three or four really good cars from the junkyard. Because what they do is they take these cars that have been in accidents or that, or not necessarily total.
No, the insurance company total. When an insurance company totals the car, it doesn't necessarily mean the car is totaled.
Right.
It just means that they're not going to give you the amount of money to fix what they should be fixing.
Right, right. For what the car is valued at.
Yes.
And so what they do is the mechanics that are at the junkyards will fix them up.
Yes.
And I bought like three or four cars. And I bought a car from the junkyard that lasted me over 240,000 miles.
Beautiful.
And I bought it with about in the low 100,000 miles, like 120, 130.
Yeah.
But I didn't care. It worked really well. And I kept going and going and going with it. And for, you know, a couple thousand bucks, boom, I was off to the races, baby.
That's great. That's good for delivery cars. That's what we do with our delivery cars.
Uh-huh.
We usually get them off of the junkyard, something good. We have a mechanic who we trust. He's very reasonable. He's very good. He's a kind of related to the family in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps them top to top.
That's great. Another great place to buy cars, if you want a brand new car and you want to buy it for true value, meaning you're not paying 1 ounce over like a dealership, but and you want it to be practically brand new, go to the rental car places. Any of those rental car places, they have to keep their cars, you know, pretty brand new. So after their cars get about maybe, I don't know, 15,000, 20,000, 30,000 miles, they sell their cars, and then you just have to pick up the difference, whatever they owe on the cars. But you don't have to pay like above cost of the true value of it.
And it's usually very nice.
Yeah, and I did buy a car like that, and it was like brand spanking new. I felt like I got a, what was it? Oh, God. I think it might have been, it wasn't a Toyota, but it was, you know, a Japanese car. And I bought it for dirt cheap. And actually, I think it might have been. Yeah. It might have been.
Feeling a Nissan around you.
Yeah, we'll start feeling Maserati sticks. So get your channel straight. I'm feeling a Pinto. I don't know why I'm feeling a Pinto. Maybe because I'm around a horse farm. I don't know. So I don't know if it's a horsepower or horses or what.
You're killing me. Remember those Pintos?
Yeah, of course
with
I do.
With that big windshield? Heavens, it looks like a bug.
Yeah, I used to own a Pacer.
Oh, God, no.
Wait, was it a Pacer? No, a Green Hornet. I owned a Green Hornet.
The things you learn on this show, folks, really.
Yeah. Oh. So it was funny. You know, next week, we're going to have a really cool guest on our show. And she's a psychic and a medium and a minister. And I met her through a friend years ago. And she's a very cool person. And she said, I didn't even know. She also marries people.
Lovely.
On the island, and she's out of Maui, and she said that even people who are gay, if they want to get married, because in the state of Hawaii, they recognize gay marriages, and so she marries, you know, all couples, but even if you want to renew your vows, she does a special ceremony for people who want to renew their vows.
Excellent.
You know, and next week, you know, her name's Brenda, next week, if you tune in, you're going to, you could speak with her if you want, or if you want to get a reading from her, or, you know, she'll give you her phone number so that you could call her, her website. And, she also does chakra clearing. So, she's very, very good at chakra clearing also. And she said she's had nothing but amazing results with that.
I'd like to have her clear my chakras.
So, yeah.
And if I may say something, this weekend, everyone, I am going to be at the Schuylkill Fairgrounds. They're having a beautiful powwow. It's called Two Moons Powwow. And it's in Schuylkill Haven, and it's at the Schuylkill Fairgrounds. And I'm going to give you the address to that in just a second.
Is it in Pennsylvania or New Jersey?
No, it's in Pennsylvania. It's at the County Fairgrounds, and it's 2270 Fair Road, Schuylkill Haven, PA. And that's the Two Moons Memorial Powwow. I'll be there for the entire weekend, and I will be doing readings and getting in touch with loved ones. And come down and see me.
Schuylkill Haven. How do you spell that? Because people want to.
Okay.
Are you serious? That's what they're saying. Are you serious?
All right. It's S-C-H.
Schuylkill. It's S-C-H. You're starting with a C. So who the heck would know Schuylkill? They want to go and find out.
It's not school. S-C-H-O-O-L. It's Schuylkill. S-C-H-U-Y-L-K-I-L-L. County.
I've never heard those letters right in that row, like exactly like that.
Well, because you've never been to
Schuylkill.
You want to go to Schuylkill?
Q-U-I-X-Z. Did I say Q? Yeah, I'm going to throw another Q in there.
Folks, you need to go back to Schuylkill.
E-I-O-U. You're kidding me.
S-C-H-U-Y-L-K-I-L-L. Schuylkill. Schuylkill County Fairgrounds.
Oh, yeah, like everyone would have been able to spell it. It's a good thing. Spell it slowly. Spell it one more time slowly.
S is in Sam. C-H-U-Y-L-K-I-L-L.
All right, Schuylkill Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
All right, check out Sky at that place.
And if you need to put your GPSs on, the address is 2270 Fair, F-A-I-R, Road. And that's in Schuylkill Haven, Not just Schuylkill, Schuylkill Haven.
There's a tourist trap for you.
PA. It's really cool because you're going to get to see all of us dance and play the drums and sing. It's gorgeous.
So it's like an Indian powwow.
It is. It's definitely a powwow. And my granddaughter will be dancing.
Oh,
dance
wow.
of medicine. Absolutely. Wow. And I will be doing readings. There will be food there. There will be an amazing time, amazing energy. The energy is tremendous. So come down and see me and come get a reading. And
you're crazy if you don't go. If you have nothing to do. Now, how far is it from the New Jersey border?
Oh, I don't know. It depends on which way you're coming from.
Well, I guess you're going to have to Google that during break. No, I said from the New Jersey.
New Jersey border? Well, it depends on which border.
How long does it take? What border?
There's one from upstate New Jersey. There's one from down south New Jersey.
Okay. All right. Well, just Google it and check it out. How long does it take for you to get there from here?
It takes about 2 hours from me.
2 hours from
me. And I'm in Freehold.
All right. So it's going to be about an hour and a half once you're into Pennsylvania.
And you I drive another, slow.
Yeah, right. The police will get down.
Yeah. Go back to Schuylkill.
I'm going back to Schuylkill. That's it. Now you'll have a great time.
Yes, right. You will.
So listen, if anybody wants to get a reading from Sky, just call 908-500-1474.
Beautiful.
And if you want a reading from myself, Artie, call 877-ANGEL-02 and a call into the studio if you want a free reading right now, a mini reading, free reading right now live. It's 800-930-2819. So stay tuned, everybody, because Sky and I, the dynamic duo that we are,
ta-da!
We're going to be back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back, everyone, and you're with Sky and Artie today, and we're very happy to be here, and it's always a pleasure to speak with all of you out there, and we look forward to it greatly. Well, this week was a wonderful week for us, and I hope it was a wonderful week for everybody out there as well, and I hope that you guys call in, because I feel there's going to be a lot of callers coming in today, because I have a lot of things that I'm feeling that are coming through for me. But in the meanwhile, we have a lovely lady all the way from California, from Huntington Beach, California, and her name is Mary. Mary, are you there, honey?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to New Jersey.
How's
everything going?
Hi there. I'm just wondering, do you see any success for me going forward, like, you know, continuing to stay in my current job? And
well, I know things have not been too desperate for you. I know you want to better yourself, but a lot of people would be pretty blessed to be in the position you are right now. Am I correct?
Well, I don't feel like it. I feel like I'm always struggling and always worried about the future.
Well, you know what? There's a difference between worrying about your future and making your ends meet and making your bills. You know what I mean? I mean, we all want to better ourselves. We all want to get there. We all want to make it to the top. And I do believe, I do see things changing for you within 6 to 8 months. Closer probably to 8 months. I do feel that you are going to find what you're looking for. You're going to find a job that's going to be enable you to be more hands-on, to do what you want to do most, and you're going to flourish with that business. It's going to be fantastic for you, Mary.
So is it a new job or just bettering my current job?
Pardon me?
Do you see me bettering my current job? Because I currently have a job.
I know.
Or going into a new job?
No, I don't. I really don't see that. I mean, you're in a position. You're in a good position. I don't see you moving up from that position, but I do feel as though you're going to find something different in the future, in the near future, like between 6 and 8 months. I don't think there's that much room for you personally in your current job to literally raise your position up a little higher. I don't think you have that opportunity right now. Where you are, they like what you do, and they're not going to raise you up. You're just going to have to come out of your comfort zone. You're going to have to go looking around for something else or something different. Not different, doing the same thing you're currently doing. However, a different place where you're going to be doing it. But I don't see that they're going to raise you up.
Okay, but it does look good, though.
What?
It looks good. It looks like I'll be making more money for you.
Yes.
Good.
I feel a very a sense of excitement. I feel a sense of happiness, contentment, and I feel that you're going to get what you want. Your dreams will be fulfilled. I really feel a lot of positive energy around you.
Great. Well, that lessens my burden of always, you know, I mean, I'm okay now, but if I lost, you know, my job, I wouldn't be okay.
Absolutely. And you should never leave one job until you have secured another. That I always tell everyone that. That's very important. When you know you are very secure in the next position you go for, then at that time, you can arrange to leave your job. But I don't feel that, you know what? I actually really feel that the place you're at now, they don't want you in a higher position. They're satisfied with you being exactly where you are, and you're fulfilling a need for them that they're not going to be able to fulfill very easily. And in fact, I think you could probably get more money for what you do if you presented it to them. Because what I'm feeling is that they're very satisfied with what you're presenting to them right now, what you're doing. You know, your job is well done, and it's not easy to find people that do what you do. And I feel as though you could probably get a couple of more bucks from them if you presented it to them like that, like a little raise.
Write it down on a piece of paper, so that, you know, sometimes you might get a little flustered, you know, when the chips are on the table, and just back up, you know, why you're worth more money.
Absolutely.
And so if you write down everything that you've done, and you could say it in a very nice way, and just express what your worth is. And, you know, hey, listen, you know, anytime anybody asks, your chances are automatically at 50%. Automatically. If you don't ask at all, your chances are zero. So you have everything to gain and nothing to lose. But don't be afraid to strong arm just a little bit. And you don't want to do it in a threatening way, but at the same token, you just want to, you know, state your value.
And they know your value.
That's
why I'm saying, I bet you
But, you know, why not? You know, from their perspective, hey, we'll keep her at this position. Why not? We'll keep her at this pay. Why not? You know? You know, they realize, but don't be afraid to ask for a little more money, and so you'll be surprised. Okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sweetheart. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know,
isn't that funny? She comes from California. You just
Oh, really?
I was for sure thinking you met somebody there to talk to and told them about the show, and they were calling in.
Oh, no, I didn't. No, that was all pleasure. I wasn't thinking.
Lovely.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking business at all.
Oh,
I mean, California's drop dead gorgeous. I was in.
Can't wait till we get to.
Yeah, it's Rotundo Beach. I was around Rotundo Beach. I was around Santa Monica, Malibu, California. And it was, when I tell you drop dead gorgeous, Charity and I had a really, really nice time.
Oh, Charity,
the water
was magnificent.
Yeah, the water was bluer than blue. And, I mean, we were around million-dollar homes, million-dollar bungalows, and it was just, it was like Fantasy Island. It really was where we were. So we had a really good time, and my nephew got married, and
how was the wedding?
And the wedding was absolutely beautiful. We had a great time. The food was great.
What'd you eat? Who painted?
Yeah, really. We had steaks. It was all good.
Funny packet.
Yeah.
I loved it.
And the appetizers were great.
You had to pay how many
drank.
People.
Yeah, really. So, and his wife is drop-dead gorgeous. My now new niece, she is absolutely beautiful. She's Oriental, and her name is Allie, and my nephew's name is Brett, and they just make a beautiful couple, and it was just so much fun. It really was. It was great. And I'm going to tell you something that I did. I might have already told you this, but I'm going to tell the audience. You know, I gave him a check for X amount of dollars, you know, for the wedding, your normal amount.
Oh, you told me. Yeah, tell them. That's so cute.
Yeah, and I also gave them a check for $13 million.
Yeah, I want him to do that for me.
Yeah. And I wrote a check for $13 million, and I even signed it. And on the card, it says, one of these checks you can cash today, and the other check, you might have to wait a little while. I said, but if the bank is nice enough to cash the check for $13 million, I said, please just send me 10% and you can keep the rest. And nobody will ever forget you. Yeah, and nobody ever forgets you when you give over. Because I've given, you know, $1 million away, $5 million away.
Can I have 30?
Yeah, 30 million, whatever you want. Okay. I'll give you $100
million. Oh, I love this
guy. You know, but
I love
but it's
so
a, and,
cool.
And I just said on, you know, also on the note, I said, it's always great to see your dreams on paper. You know, don't ever stop shooting for the stars. But yeah, no, I signed it because, you know, I said to them, I said, you might have to negotiate a little bit with the bank. I said, but if they're willing to cash it, I said, you have my blessings. I said, you go for it. You know?
That's sweet.
So, but like I said, I signed it. You know, my brother, who's an accountant, he did that one time, and he chicken crapped out. He didn't sign it. He wrote void on the back.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's like, you can't do that.
That's like,
if you're going to do it, you got to do
it. Burying your affirmation.
Yeah. So yesterday and today, I visited my mom at gravesite, and I wrote my affirmations to the angels for communications, and I wrote my affirmations for manifestation. I wrote it down on a piece of paper, and and I feel really good, and things are humming along and rolling along. So I feel really great about everything.
Good.
So, and it's great to come back from vacation. It really is. And
I don't know about that. I wouldn't know about that.
You wouldn't know about a vacation? It's beautiful, I'll tell you. Because not to have to worry about anything. And I brought enough cash with me, so I didn't have to worry. You know, I just said the charity says whatever you want, you know. So, you know, she bought a new dress, and we went to the promenade out there in Santa Monica, where outdoor shops are, and the restaurants. And it was really pleasant.
Did you go to Venice Beach?
Went to Venice Beach. She did not like Venice Beach.
Okay.
Venice Beach is a very, very narrow. It's like one strip of a walkway, and you have all these street performers there. You have everybody trying to sell you everything there. You have a bunch of shops, one after another, after another, after another, after another. And then right over on the other side of the walkway, where all the stores are on the other side, is the beach, and then you have the blue waters. And so it's like a mini New York on one long strip.
Wow.
You know, as far as all the people and stuff.
Do you know, when you see these television programs, they talk about Venice Beach, and they show Venice Beach, and they show all these people on skateboards and
they were there.
Is that really true?
Yeah, they were there. Yeah, there's another walkway along the beach, not just where you walk where the stuff is, but there's a little pavement, you know, that goes a long stretch of the way, and people bike ride, and they bring their dogs. And so it's very interesting.
So
but right
it's
now,
like TV.
Yeah, it is. It is, exactly. And they have Muscle Beach there, but right now we got to go for a break. So you're talking with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel, the dynamic duo. You're with Angels and Answers. So stay tuned, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
And Answer Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-letter-B, Intuit, or letter R, letter U, Intuit.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Now somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo.
Hi, everyone.
And just wanted everyone to know that if you wanted to get a free reading from Sky and I, just give us a call at 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819, and you could ask us any question you want. And we will answer it. And,
absolutely.
You know, a lot of people ask me, you know, do you ever tell hard news? Do you ever tell bad news? Because people are afraid to get readings because of they're afraid of bad news.
Oh, I just had something like that happen to me too.
What's that?
Somebody was so petrified. There was a cousin and a friend of mine. Actually, my daughter's friend and her cousin. They went to my daughter's house. I wasn't supposed to give a reading or anything. But, of course, my daughter said, Mom, why don't you read Madam X, let's just say, for argument's sake. I said, well, I looked at her, and she looked at me like a deer in the headlights. So I said, no, I said, maybe another time. I said, I just don't feel it's appropriate right now. So I dropped it for like 3 minutes, and her cousin is pushing her. Oh, Sky is fantastic. She told me everything that was going to happen. She says she's amazing. You're not going to get this opportunity again. So she kind of pushed her into it. Well, she sat there on the edge of the sofa. I thought that this girl was going to die. I thought I had called paramedics, and I'm not even joking. She sat there like a vegetable with her eyes bugged out like a deer in the headlights. She was like so afraid.
So when under those circumstances, you don't give a reading then?
Well, she wanted me to continue. I kept saying, are you sure you want to go ahead with this? And she said, yes, I definitely want to hear it. I said, you look like you're going to faint. I said, I'm not going to tell you anything bad. I said, there's nothing bad to tell you. I said, I'm not going to lie to you. I said, and if the moment you don't like what I say, you can just stop it. Just say stop.
Just call me a liar.
Call me a liar. You goddamn liar.
You don't know what you're talking about.
But you see, the things that I was telling her were absolutely ringing home. And the more I validated, the more she was frightened. And the more frightened she got, the more panic-stricken she got. So she ended up screaming and crying, but in a good way, because she says she cannot believe that I would have known all these things about her. And that's why she feels that God allowed her to come there that night, because she would never have this opportunity, and she needed to hear the things that I told her.
Mm-hmm.
And she, at the end of everything, she kind of absorbs and got everything. And she says, there was no way that you would have known these things. It has to be a gift from God.
You want to know something? A girl just texted me a couple of weeks ago. She owns a high-class restaurant on Long Beach Island. And I'll even tell you, it's the Yellowfin. And you know that place?
Yeah. Very good.
So, yeah, so my friend owns that. And I got to be friendly with her from doing reading. And you know, the first time I ever read for her, she thought I was good. She enjoyed it. The second time, she wasn't so thrilled, and she thought I stunk, and she was very upset and angry with me about certain things. And this was a couple of years ago, because she would call me, and, hey, Artie, you coming by? And but now she hasn't talked to me in about 2 or 3 years, and I happened to stop by her place probably about a year and a half ago. I was in the area, and I saw her husband. I didn't see her. Yeah. And I said, oh, you remember me, Artie? At this, he says, oh yeah, I remember you. He says, I don't. He says, my wife isn't. It's a good thing my wife isn't here. She'd probably kill you right now because whatever. I just got a text from her, and she says, Artie, she said, I need to see you. She goes, everything you said came true. She goes, you were scary amazing.
Wow.
She said, you were scary amazing how everything you said came true, and I didn't want to believe it. And
that's the thing. People don't want to believe hearing, like, you know, sometimes positive. I mean, I never tell anybody when they're going to die. I mean, I don't even get that. I don't even want that. I ask God never to tell me that. It's not my place to know that. It's not his place. I don't want to know. But the only thing I do ask is, if I can save someone's life, I will ask, you know, the divine power that shines his light on us to tell me there is a sickness coming up. So I will say, just go to the doctor and have this checked or have that checked. But I won't say, oh, you're dying of lung cancer, or you got your kidney is going to fall out, or your eyeball is detaching from your retina. And I would never say things like that's insane.
Yeah, because number one, we're not a doctor.
And now we're not God.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah.
Although, what do you think?
And some spirits say, oh, we're all God. We're all a part of God. Oh, God, please. I'm going to throw up right now. Yeah, we're all wrong.
Yeah, you like that? How do you like that crap? I can't take it.
I can't.
We are all gods. Are you serious?
No, I don't want to think that. This is how I feel.
I don't understand that.
No, this is how I feel. This is how I feel. Every single one of us is a drop of water. God is the ocean. Right. All of us do make up the ocean.
Right.
And each one of us carries the DNA of the entire universe, the entire world. It's just like the hologram.
Right.
You know, you see in one little pixel, there's like the whole picture in that one pixel. But when you put them all together, it makes that same big picture.
Correct.
And that's the way we are. So are we we're a part of God? We're a part of the universe? Yes.
Are we God? No.
And are we God? We are a part of God because we are made in God's image. But are God God yourself?
No, I'm not God.
And so, you know. And
I would be afraid. If I was a God.
Why?
Could you imagine me as God? There would be all holidays, no work.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, but somehow.
I'm everybody.
Yeah.
But mandatory.
You would manifest all the necessities so people wouldn't have to work. So I sit there, the angels are going to bring it
don't
to you.
Don't worry about it. Have another one.
Yeah,
don't
have
worry.
Another day.
Don't
no,
worry.
It's funny. It reminds me, it's like, you know, I go to a 7-Eleven or a Wawa, you know, and all the Indians that work there, everyone calls you boss. They go, okay, boss. So the last time I was at the 7-Eleven, and he goes, okay, boss. I said, you know what? Being that I'm the boss, I should take the day off. I said this to him. I go, you got days that the day off would pay. We'll have the other guy work.
Could you imagine if we were boss? Nothing would get done. No one would be known.
Because the grass would just stay at perfect level.
Don't grow.
You're not growing.
You're not growing. Electric is no more, Bill. Shut the power in my company.
It would just happen. No, but in a couple of weeks, I mean, I don't want to get into this topic just yet, but in a couple of weeks, I literally am going to express to all of you how it is possible that God really does exist, and that it's not just science. Now, there's lots, and no, there's no such thing as of course, because there are lots of people believe that, you know, all of life is just based on science.
Oh,
God.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's a lot of people. I mean, there's a movie made about that.
Wait a minute.
God is not dead, or God is dead, something. That's a movie.
Then how could they explain us?
But They say it's all a dynamic, but I don't want to get into this because we're going to have a whole conversation. Maybe we'll be talking about this next week.
I'm very passionate about this, of course. That means we don't exist.
Yeah.
Where do we get our gift from?
Of course. And there's a lot of things that back up that God does exist.
Of course he exists. My goodness.
Forget about it. There was something else funny.
I also wanted to say something. Do you know that science is catching up with spirituality?
It really is.
It is.
Yeah.
I know it is. Just as many to prove not, there is to prove, there's more to prove that there absolutely is a God and that science is catching up with spirituality. So I don't believe in any of that crap that there is no God.
A lot of times I wake up first thing in the morning and I get a full answer of whatever it is I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
It's as if somebody explained to me the whole story or the whole encyclopedia, like instantly.
Yeah.
Instantly, you know?
Yeah.
And it was funny. I got to tell you something funny. I could not stop laughing this morning. I was thinking about one of my friends, and this actually happened with a charity's relative, but this happened with one of my friends. He wakes up in the middle of the night All right. And he's sleep talking.
Oh, shit.
And he looks over at his wife. Now, his wife realizes, all right, his wife realizes that he's talking in his sleep. And so he looks at his wife and he goes, oh, my God, you have to leave. My wife is coming.
Oh, no.
He goes, you have to leave. My wife is coming.
True?
Yeah, true story. He woke up. He's dreaming.
Oh, no.
And he woke up. He goes, oh, my God. He looked at his wife.
Oh,
he looked at his
God.
Own wife. He goes, you got to hurry up and get out of here. My wife is coming.
Oh, I bet that went over like a lead air balloon.
And then, and I'm thinking about this. And he doesn't remember. He went back to bed and he woke up and he didn't remember what he said. And his wife told him.
You want to hear a true funny story? That.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Well, you got to hold on to that true funny story
because
we're going to get right back. Now, if anybody wants to call in and get a free reading or have a funny story to share with us, it's got to be a funny story. Give us a call if you want a reading from Sky and I on the radio, on the internet right now. 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. And you're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo. So we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, everybody. And so we have a special guest who's calling in. Is this Dr. Pat herself, the one and only?
Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you,
Pat.
If everybody on the planet tuned in to this show, they would never shed another tear. Not ever.
Thank you.
I'm telling you,
oh,
I'm
wait,
laughing
so
hard.
Really?
I don't even know how to control myself. I'm sitting here listening to your show. And, you know, beyond being phenomenal psychics, you guys, I mean, beyond all of that, what you bring is so refreshing, and it is such a real beauty. I mean, you talk about things that are real, but I got to tell you, I mean, you also talk about things that people can relate to. Now, I want to just say this to you, Sky. This is really important. You ready?
Ready.
I could use a Mercedes.
Then start sitting on them.
And Artie, I want to say this to you. Anytime you want to write me a check for $1 million, honey, just write it.
I will write you a check for whatever you need. Whatever you need, I'll write
Artie's
you a check.
Artie's good with the writing of the check. Well, I will take you to the dealership without a problem.
Well, I can't wait till you guys come on the Dr. Pat Show. But I want to tell you something, that you guys are really responsible for something that is going to be revealed on Transformation Talk Radio. But I just wanted to share it on your show. I haven't really shared it before. But I needed to call in to do this because you guys are so special.
I wanted
to just say to you, you know, sometimes we say yes to the smallness of our lives, but most of the time what the universe wants us to do is think bigger and then think big again. So here's what I want to say. We had a dream about a year ago to add additional channels to Transformation Talk Radio. But about 8 years ago, I had a vision to create a place for everything transformative known as the Transformation Network. So here's what I want to say about this, and thanks to you guys. Sometimes we just have to get out of our own way. You know what I'm saying? Some days it's a pizza, and other days it's the cannoli. But it doesn't matter. It's still delicious.
Got it.
Right? So the Transformation Network is going to be launched in a couple of weeks. But I wanted you guys to know that we were playing way too small. So, Sky, you both of you just sparked something for me to share. We're not going to launch one channel. We're going to launch 10. And one of the first channels out of the gate is Psychic Talk Radio. And it's because
phenomenal.
Of shows like yours and what you've inspired people. Our listeners have said to us, you know what? You can launch those other channels, but you need to get the psychic thing going. And we're like, absolutely. So you guys are absolutely the best. I don't know whether you're going to have this weekend in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, Sky, or where the heck you're going to go, but I wish I was there. So I just needed to call in and thank you guys for what you do.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I'm on the East Coast, and I don't know where the hell it's at.
I know. I didn't want to say anything to you, but
Schuylkill. He has to learn how to spell.
Yeah, if you can't pronounce it, you can't go there. That's the rules.
You want me to spell it again? You have to go back to school.
I'm just trying to think to myself, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know where your nephew goes to after the check. And, Sky, honestly, I don't know where your kids go to after the Mercedes. I don't even know. I mean, what is that, a Harley then?
Right.
I just had to call in.
Where do you go from there?
You know,
where
do you go from there? I'll tell you where you go from there.
Right.
I can't deal with this traffic.
No,
I need a helicopter.
This is the bad thing. They don't leave home.
Right. So I wanted to thank you guys so much, and I wanted to just let you know what we have planned. And by the way, the date for the launch of that, no other than Halloween. I mean, would we have it any other way?
Phenomenal.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
So well, congratulations.
Those of you guys listening to the show.
All the best and love and wonder. And all the best, all the best, with all my heart.
Well, to you guys, and honestly,
prosper as high as high can be. May we all prosper.
Well, thank you for joining us in the journey. I mean, without you guys, forget it. It's just a blank idea sitting in somebody's brain, on somebody's body, whose butt can't get off the couch to get it to happen. So thank you guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you
for those amazing words, and thank you.
We appreciate it.
Oh, more than that. We more than appreciate that. This is like, again, this is the nicest thing that ever happened to me.
Well, I got to tell you, keep going. Keep us laughing. For those of you guys that are sitting on the fence about whether you want to call in or not, give them a shout. 1-800-930-2819, and let's rock on. See you guys later.
Rock on.
Take care, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
All right.
Love you.
Love you. And, yeah, just make sure, if you're going to call in, just make sure you tell us a funny story, too, or a funny joke or something.
I can't believe
you could
that.
Do that,
Dr.
too.
Pat was so gracious to us. She's a doll, anyway.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
She's
I had the pleasure of meeting her and her partner, Linda, it was really a fun time. And, unfortunately, we only had a short period of time, but could have gone and gone and gone. It's like... But, you know,
we get a hold of it. We'll never let it go.
Oh, forget about it. Yeah, forget about an hour or two. You need a day and a half. If you want a comfort zone, you're looking at a day and a half.
Such beautiful words that she told us, and I can't thank her enough. That I think that was like the highlight of my month.
Highlight
of my year.
There you go.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat, for that confidence in us. We love you.
That was really cool. You were saying we still have a few more minutes.
Oh, the funny story?
The funny story. What's the funny story?
To make a long story short, I was in bed. It was 2:00 in the morning, sound asleep. All of a sudden, my husband jumps out of bed and thinks he is the guy that wears the top hat at a three-ring circus, and he's introducing elephants in ring one and tigers in ring two and a trapeze artist in ring three. And I said, what? Am I dreaming? And I'm awake now, and he's sitting, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Barnum & Bailey Circus. And he's applauding, and he's singing, and he's telling me about the lions and the tigers and the elephants.
I said, how long ago did this happen?
This happened about 8 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And I said, honey, first of all, I was afraid to wake him up. I didn't want to take him out of his craziness.
Really?
But then the funniest thing, he just laid back down. And I said, do you think I should wake him up and tell the idiot what he just did?
No, it's a shame you couldn't get that on camera.
I know what. I swear to God, it was the funniest moment in my life. It was 2:00 in the morning, couldn't believe it happened. But he thought he was literally, ladies and gentlemen,
he thought he was the ring master.
Yes, Barnum & Bailey, no less.
That is too
And then
funny.
After he introduced all the acts and the three rings, he went right there.
Yeah, because now it's time for them to perform.
Right. And I'm up at 3:00 in the morning, 2:00 in the morning, and I'm saying,
you're still waiting for the circus to come into town.
Exactly, I'm waiting for them to come to the door. So I didn't know if that was like, oh my God, that was no my God moment.
That is too funny.
And that's the truth. He didn't believe me, but I wish I had a camera.
That is too funny. Every single, you know, throughout my life, I've been told that I laugh in my sleep.
Really?
I laugh in my sleep. And I didn't even realize it. I don't talk that much, maybe a little bit, but I do laugh in my sleep, and everyone tells me that. And to me, that's funny. You know, it's funny, you know, one of the most popular songs around is that song, Why Do You Build Me Up?
Yeah.
And that is like a beat me up song. Yeah. People don't realize it. It's a beat me up song. Why do you build me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down? Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, just to let me down. I need you more than anybody, baby. And then it says, you know, I told you time and again, you know, you said you were going to come and you never come. You said you were going to do this. You never do that. And they go, and everyone's dancing and happy to a beat me up song.
I know. Right?
It's unbelievable. And then that other song, I can't stand. I love that song. It's a good, because some songs are good because
they
of the music, that energy.
They have a good energy, good beat, but the words are awful.
Yeah, yeah. Not all of them. Some songs, the words are so beautiful, so passionate.
Yeah, some words are amazing.
It's amazing. It really is.
Yeah.
But another song that I don't like this song, though. And give me just a little more time.
Oh, yeah.
And our love will surely grow. And it's like that's a popular song, too.
It's begging.
Like, I'm a loser. Give me a little more time. We're going to grow.
I'll get a job.
I'm going to stop smoking my pot. I swear I'm going to make a supper. Give me just a little more time.
I can't
lie.
I'll take a shower.
Don't be like that, people.
I'll take a shower twice a week.
I swear to God. Instead of once a month, I promise I'll step up my game.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Lord. Well, you know what? It's funny you're talking about music because this week was the my daughter's getting married in October, and it was
Wow.
Yes. finally, my last one is getting married, folks. Oh, what a relief.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, she came out with the music list. And the names of these artists, all right, Nick, not for nothing. Blue October.
Yeah.
Nickelback.
Yeah, I know Nickelback. Nickelback.
I do like one of the songs on Nickelback, the one that he's going to commit suicide. He uses every bottle of the barrel.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't sing this song. I said, you know, I don't really think it's appropriate if you walk down the aisle with your father, like, with a song that...
I'll commit suicide.
I know. I'm going to hang myself if I don't have you.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't do it. I said, you know what? Whatever happened to Ave Maria?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to
songs.
Even Mack the Knife, for God's sake. Anything, but I'm going to hang myself if I'm not with you. I said, I don't know if I could get into that.
Yeah, that's not, that what a beautiful wedding song.
I don't know.
I can only, the song's going to be when she dances with her father.
Boy, you know, she did tell me, and I looked at her, and I said, you've got to be, but the names are so cute.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I've been run over by a steamroller, but I'm still popping up. It's so stupid.
I know.
It's such ridiculous titles.
You want to know who has a lot of great songs? He's very theatrical in his songs. Now, the name of the group is stupid. Meatloaf. Meatloaf. I mean, you can't get more
really
crazy than Meatloaf. But
really
all his songs are for not. Bat Out of Hell was a great.
I know. So what happened? There was no group called Potato.
There will. There's just going to be a group called Sack of Potatoes.
Sack of Joanne.
Sack of potatoes.
Listen.
And I went down to the ground to dig you out.
If there's a meatloaf, there should be a potato. Or even a gravy.
That's right. I'm sure there is. We just don't know about it. It's a local thing. We just don't know it. All right, everybody. We're going to be going to a commercial break in just a moment. And if you want to call in to get a reading or tell us one of your wild and crazy stories, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You're with Sky and Artie, the dynamic duo. And we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.